This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the last 11 years, powered by the collective participation of 140 crore Indians. As the NDA government at the centre completed 11 years in office, Prime Minister Modi emphasised that under the guiding principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, the centre has delivered path-breaking reforms with speed, scale and sensitivity. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the country today is not just the fastest growing major economy, but also a key global voice on pressing issues like climate action and digital innovation. The government will facilitate an additional provision of 25 crore rupees for 2,060 houses damaged in border areas. This comes after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's announcement regarding additional compensation for houses damaged by Pakistani shelling in the border districts of Jammu and Kashmir following Operation Sindoor. The Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement said that the Prime Minister announced additional compensation of 2 lakh rupees for each fully damaged house and 1 lakh rupees for each partially damaged house. The ministry has ensured swift implementation of this decision. Similar compensation will also be provided in the border areas of Punjab. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the country cannot become a developed nation without achieving growth in agriculture sector. The minister was addressing farmers at the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan event held in Raghan Reddy district in Telangana. He emphasized on achieving food security, increasing farmers' income and protecting the soil for future generations.
फूड सिक्योरिटी सुनिश्चित करनी है नंबर वन नंबर टू किसानों की आमदनी बढ़ानी है नंबर तीन न्यूट्रिशन फूड मिले इसकी कोशिश करनी है और नंबर चार किसान भाइयों इस धरती को आने वाली पीढ़ियों के लिए भी बचा के रखना है ऐसा ना कि सॉइल ही बीमार हो जाए हमारी और इसलिए अभी हम लोग निकले हुए विकसित कृषि संकल्प अभियान पे.
The chairman of the Indian Space Research Organization has said that the flight of Axiom 4 has been postponed to 11 June at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Citing weather conditions in his message in the social media handle, ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said about the postponement of the date and the time. Axion 4 crew will carry Gaganyatri, Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla wearing ISRO's Gaganyaan astronaut insignia, and three other crew members from US, Poland and Holland to space. Yesterday it was a dress rehearsal for all the members as they wore the official SpaceX flight suits and practiced the steps to be followed on the launch day today. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav held a detailed meeting with the team of Integrated Coach Factory to find a practical solution to the issue of automatic door closing in local non-AC trains in Mumbai. The meeting took place in the wake of an unfortunate incident in Mumbai earlier in the day, wherein four passengers lost their lives while travelling on the footboard of a local train. The Railway Ministry in a statement said the first train featuring the new design will be ready by November this year, and after necessary tests and certification, it will be operationalised by January next year. Meanwhile, Maharashtra government has announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees each to the kin of the deceased who died after falling off a local train in Mumbai. The Indian Navy, in a closely coordinated search and rescue operation with the Coast Guard, has safely rescued 18 out of 22 crew members of the Singaporean-flagged MV Van Hai 503. The MV had reported an internal container explosion and a resultant major fire on board. The Indian Navy, in a statement, said that the incident inputs were received at about 9:30 yesterday. INS Surat and a Dornier aircraft were immediately deployed by the Indian Navy to render necessary assistance. Ukraine and Russia carried out the first stage of a prisoner exchange following agreements reached in Istanbul last week. In a statement, the Russian Defense Ministry said the first group of Russian servicemen under the age of 25 was returned from the territory controlled by the Kyiv regime. A similar number of prisoners of war from the Ukrainian army were also transferred. Legendary Indian wicketkeeper, batter and former captain MS Dhoni has been inducted into the prestigious Hall of Fame, marking another glorious chapter in his storied cricket career. The International Cricket Council today announced that Dhoni was among seven cricketers honoured this year, which included greats like Matthew Hayden from Australia and Hashim Amla from South Africa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.